From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs, started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has urged the United Nations Security Council, or UNSC, to take action in response to the recent Israeli aggression against Palestinians, including the violent clash on Monday at Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of Islam's holiest houses of worship. The president said that Indonesia condemns such acts and urges the UN Security Council to take measures on the repeated violations carried out by Israel. Indonesia will continue to stand with the people of Palestine. Palestine is on the government shortlist of key diplomatic priorities. Monday's clashes with Israeli police erupted when Palestinians in Jerusalem protested in solidarity with the residents of Sheikh Jarrah and against Israel, which is making moves to evict several families from the neighborhood. Dozens were injured in the incident. Indonesia's Religious Affairs Ministry announced that the first day of Shawwal 1442 Hijriah, or the Eid al-Fitr day, falls on Thursday, May 13, 2021. This result was obtained in the Isbat meeting held in 88 spots across the country on Tuesday, May 11. Indonesian astronomy expert from the Hijri Calendar Unification Team of Religious Affairs Ministry, Cecep Nurwendaya, said there was no empirical reference for hilal visibility for the first day of Shawwal 1442 Hijriah across Indonesian regions on Tuesday. Cecep conveyed when explaining the data of moon or hilal position to determine the first day of Shawwal 1442 Islamic year Hijriah during the Isbat meeting at the Religious Affairs Ministry office in Jakarta. The determination of the first day of Hijri month is based on Rukiyat and Hisab. The Hisab process had been done and the result is available. Based on Hisab calculation system, the first day of Shawwal month falls on Thursday, May 13, 2021. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin reaffirmed his call for common acts of sacrifice for the safety of all by respecting the government's ban on homebound travel, or mudik. Vice President Amin stated during a video recording in Jakarta on Tuesday, "To this end, all elements of society at large should demonstrate common acts of sacrifice by not traveling to their hometowns for large family gatherings there." Traditionally, the Idul Fitri festivity is often regarded by several Indonesian Muslims as a time to seek blessings and forgiveness from parents and to strengthen silaturahim. However, amid the COVID-19 pandemic situation, silaturahim, or the bonds of friendship, can still be upheld virtually during the Idul Fitri festivity. Vice President Amin again called on the people at large in the country to continue the nation's collective fight against the COVID-19 pandemic by reducing their mobility for the safety of all. Education, Culture, Research and Technology Minister Nadiem Anwar Makarim launched the Indonesian International Student Mobility Awards program with the objective of facilitating Indonesian students to spend a semester studying overseas. Minister Makarim remarked during the launch of the program from Jakarta on Tuesday, "Through the program, Indonesian students will be able to follow their dreams, participate in the courses in leading universities, develop their cross-cultural abilities, strengthen global networking, and prepare themselves for the current world of work." Minister Makarim thereafter lauded the chancellors of national universities that had forged cooperation with institutions overseas, where the total number of foreign universities under the scheme reached 73 institutions from countries. I should say from 31 countries. The minister expressed belief that higher education offers a platform for students to broaden their thinking and chase their dreams, to which end the ministry aims to facilitate Indonesian students. Now we move to the international news. Sir David Attenborough becomes the COP26 People's Advocate for the UK's presidency of the UN Climate Change Summit in Glasgow this November. Sir David has previously stressed the importance of COP26. Addressing the UN Security Council in February, on the invitation of Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he describes COP26 as possibly our last opportunity to make the necessary step change towards protecting the planet. On the official COP26 YouTube account, Sir David Attenborough said he was honored to represent the people in the COP26 summit this year.
"I'm greatly honored to be given the role of people's advocate at these coming COP26 meetings. There could not be a more important moment that we should have international agreements. The epidemic has shown us how crucial it is to find agreement among nations if we are to solve such worldwide problems. But the problems that await us within the next 5 to 10 years are even greater. It is crucial that these meetings in Glasgow, COP26, have success, and that at last the nations will come together to solve the crippling problems that the world, the globe, now faces."
Sir David Attenborough will address world leaders at major international events over the next 6 months, including the G7 summit in Cornwall in June, to firmly put climate and the protection of nature at the top of their agenda, and he has also been invited to address world leaders and the public at the Glasgow summit, the most important climate meeting since the signing of the Paris Agreement in 2015. The UK is committed to working with all countries and joining forces with civil society, companies and people on the front line of climate change to inspire action ahead of COP26. The Japanese government on Tuesday threw its support behind calls for Taiwan to attend the upcoming annual meeting of the World Health Organization's decision-making body, a move China has effectively blocked. Chief Cabinet Secretary Katsunobu Kato told a press conference that the Japanese government has consistently argued at the WHO that there shouldn't be a geographical void in dealing with international health issues. The Japanese government supports Taiwan's participation as an observer and will continue to work with relevant countries to urge the WHO and make the Japanese government's stance clear. The group of 7 industrialized nations, which includes Japan, has called for Taiwan's invitation to the World Health Assembly to be held virtually from May 24 to June 1st, arguing it should share its experience in tackling COVID-19. We end the news with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's call on the government on Tuesday to domesticate the production of COVID-19 vaccines if formula became internationally available. Zelensky press service cited him as saying due to conference call with Prime Minister Denis Simhol and Health Minister Maxim Stepanov that the head of state stressed the need to have adequate facilities to be able to quickly launch the production of COVID-19 vaccines in the country. If the decision is made at the international level to open public access to the COVID-19 vaccine formula, at a separate briefing on Tuesday, Stepanov said hoping to diversify suppliers, he has already begun negotiation for procurement into the next 2 years. Well, listener, that was the news.
To the thought of we in an audience, Three for the cause of you, I was lost in the sauce. Thick headed, now I'm regretting all that I lost. Admit it, I get it, say no more, say less. I'll get dressed and I'll hit the dough. But I doubt that's really what you asking for. So stop the games, I came to relax the flow. I'm back to show, I know how to patch that hole. Then yell, get a fella who can match your glow. It's me, Freddy B, back with Mo. So admit it, if you with it, then I'm with it. Let's get it. What you running from, baby?
Girl, I want you back in my life.
Come back to me, baby. Come back to me,
don't
baby.
Wanna admit it, but I know you're still my type. Baby, let's just finish what we started. I don't want to leave you brokenhearted. Cause I know that night over you. Get a voice that I do love the bed on my sleep. I want to be where you are. What do you say, baby? I know that I'm night yeah. Over you.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forego the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 12, 1949 when the Berlin blockade ended. The Berlin blockade that began on June 24, 1948 to May 12, 1949 was one of the first major international crises of the Cold War. Time, all rail, water and road links to the West Berlin area, controlled by the Western Allies, were cut off by the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union did this in response to the imposition of economic reforms and the adoption of the Deutsche Mark as the new currency in West Germany by the Western Allies, namely the United States, Britain, and France. The Soviet Union wanted complete control over the entire city of Berlin. Britain and the United States responded to this blockade by staging the largest air assistance delivery operation in history. Apart from helping West Berlin, the Western Allies also carried out a trade embargo against East Germany and the bloc states of the Soviet Union. Finally, on May 12, 1949, the Soviet Union lifted the blockade. Moving on to an event on May 12, 1998 about Trisakti tragedy. The Trisakti tragedy was the shooting incident on May 12, 1998 of students during a demonstration demanding that President Suharto resign from his position. This incident resulted in 4 Trisakti University students died and dozens were injured. These protests resulted from Indonesia's faltering economy in early 1998, which was affected by the Asian financial crisis. Students also staged a massive demonstration at the Indonesian House of Representatives, or DPR, and People's Consultative Assembly, or MPAR, building. We end today in history with May 12, 2008 about Sichuan earthquake. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.9 with the epicenter in Wenchuan, Sichuan, China, occurred on May 12, 2008. According to official Chinese government reports, the quake left more than 60,000 people dead, more than 18,000 people missing, and about 350,000 injured. The figure includes 158 earthquake aid workers who died in landslides as they tried to repair roads. Well, listener, that was today in history.
Oh,
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is about government prepares Lebak Integrated Industrial Area. Indonesian Investment Minister Bahlil Lahadalia was optimistic that Lebak Regency in Banten Province can be a new economic growth area. He said Lebak shares similar potential with Batang Integrated Industrial Area in Central Java. The other reason was there is a toll road connecting Jakarta and Lebak with three segments. That was stated by Bahlil Lahadalia when visiting Lebak last Saturday. He visited the Cilales toll gate plan of Serang Panimbang toll road as well as the potential area for an integrated industrial area in Lebak. Lebak has 3,000 hectares in Cilales industrial area with clean and clear status, so it is ready for development to attract investors. The minister said that his ministry's duty is not only to facilitate investors come and doing business in Indonesia, but also to develop investment supporting infrastructure and facilities. Minister Lahadalia said many industrial areas in Indonesia will provide more choices for investors and increase the country's competitiveness. Banten Province ranks the fourth as the greatest investment destination in the first quarter of 2021, with 14.8 trillion rupiah investment value. Meanwhile, during 2016 until the first quarter of 2021, investment realization in Lebak was 7.5 trillion rupiah. Bahlil Lahadalia said the industrial area in Lebak will be developed with a master plan prepared by the Investment Ministry. Also, the ministry will support in bringing more investors to Lebak. He said one of the promising sectors in Lebak is fishery, especially fish cultivation. Therefore, the minister will join hands with IPB University to support developing the fish cultivation business. Meanwhile, Banten Chamber of Commerce and Industry or Kadin Head Mulyadi Jayabaya, who accompanied Minister Bahlil Lahadalia's visit to Lebak, said he will guarantee the cooperation with farmers in pangasius or large catfish cultivation development. The Banten Kadin aims in 2 to 3 months, Lebak can be a pangasius cultivation business center and produce 700 tons of pangasius per month.
Every time I tell you something, anything leads to nothing. Can we take this back to my place? I promise I'ma take care of your feelings. You know how I've been missing. I'ma hold you tight and we can take it slow. You fix me, girl, I feel so lucky. Somewhat you complete me. You're the missing pieces of my puzzle, baby. Every night I touch you gently, mix your life so completely. And every time you need me, I'll be there for you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I say I'll give it all. Take trips to New York. Girl, I'll take care of you. Morning caffeine and a late night sipping.
Till the day the world stops spinning, I'll give you the rest of me. I want
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
The COVID-19 pandemic situation has limited people's mobility. For the peoples of Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi, activities in and out of Jakarta have begun to decrease. To avoid going further to Jakarta, now Depok residents have an alternative, Instagrammable local hangout with the concept of one-stop shopping, namely M-District area. At this location, there is a restaurant with an Indonesian menu where you can enjoy a number of traditional food menus with special natural ingredients at affordable prices, a Muslim shop for hard souvenirs, and a coffee shop. There are many menus offered in the M District area, such as penyet rice, carps village, traditional rice bowl, various herbs, and fruit juices at affordable prices, starting from 6,000 to 90,000 rupiah. While enjoying your meal, you can take pictures in the area with beautiful lighting decoration, views of greenery, and an outdoor atmosphere. The decoration of this area is inspired by the beauty of Santorini, Greece. This restaurant, which can accommodate up to 400 visitors, can also be a location for breaking the fast or other meetings, which, of course, still have to apply the COVID-19 health protocols. Thank you. M District, which is located Jalan Margonda Raya number 488 Depok, West Java, can also be used to organize weddings with wedding package prices starting from 19.5 million rupiah. To get this location, you can use train transportation from Jakarta to the University of Indonesia station. Then, the journey continues on foot through the pedestrian bridge towards the Evansio apartments. The implementation of strict health protocols must also be carried out at the district M to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Let's explore the M district. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener, to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about sakit, which means sick. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled No More Ponsel, which means phone number. This dialogue is between Kevin and a clinic registration staff. The staff asks Kevin's phone number. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa nomor ponsel Anda?
08122-5091.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Berapa, berapa, which means what? Ponsel, ponsel, which means phone. Nomor ponsel, which means phone number. Berapa nomor ponsel Anda? Berapa nomor ponsel Anda? Which means what is your phone number? 08122-5091. 08122-5091, which means 081225-00091. In the dialogue, you listen to Kevin who mentions his phone number. 08122-5091. When mentioning phone number, some Indonesians often say kosong instead of nol, which means zero. However, the right one is nol, like Kevin says. Then Kevin says 5000, which means 5000 with 5000, not 5000, which means 5000. It is usually said when there are three same zero numbers in a row. For example, 08122-5091. Let's listen to another example to mention phone number. Berapa nomor ponsel Anda? Berapa nomor ponsel Anda? Which means, what is your phone number? 08122-5031. 08122-5031. Which means 08122531. Ponsel stands for telepon seluler, which means cell phone. However, Indonesians usually use the word handphone or shorten to HP or HP. Therefore, an expression which is often used the most to ask someone's phone number is berapa nomor HP Anda? Berapa nomor HP Anda? Which means what is your phone number? Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa nomor ponsel Anda?
08122-5091.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Biasa, langit tanpa batas, kejarlah. come on, let's go. Leave all the drama, it's time to act grown. Win the zone, ah. Take you places that you've never known.
Hey,
we just wanna slay, hey. We shine like diamond and some toothpaste.
Ini dengarkanlah, aku akan buktikan tanpa kamu bersamaku, aku kan bisa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkong, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from Jakarta entitled Enjoy Jakarta. The song Enjoy Jakarta has lyrics of the Betawinese dialect. The lyrics contain a call to enjoy Jakarta. In addition, the lyrics of Enjoy Jakarta also mentions various destinations that can be visited and the culinary that can be enjoyed in Jakarta.The song also calls for people not to throw garbage in the river so that Jakarta does not get flooded. The song was composed with a rhythm like poem, which is indeed one of typical cultures of Betawi. Well, listener, here is the song Enjoy Jakarta by Kojek Rap Betawi.
Pendengar, ngibing yuk, bareng Kojek nih, nyonyonyo.
Yo, semua ke Jakarta, lihat ibu kota, bareng sampai keluarga, enjoy.
Mau ape aje ade jajanan mure tempat tamase jalan-jalan nyokomona saman mini lanjut keong mas juge ade tempat sejajan sebagai kota tue. Kalau panas rendam di Ancol, Ragunan lewat jalan tol, lihat-lihat orang utan, balik PRJ ke Mayoran. Nah, ini gue kasih tahu, mau beli baju di pasar baru.
Yeah. kamu sebetulnya mau jadi apa? Mau jadi apa?
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id.